Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions!
You're listening to the best of the Lions.
Oh, baby, how beautiful is that?
A weekly mix of 97.1, the Ticket's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
The Lions, we brought this up. They have five of the best 25 under 25. And this is a recurring theme. The same thing was true last year, even with Amon-Ra St. Brown no longer qualifying, even though Aiden no longer qualifies. They're well represented. It's a hierarchy exercise. Sewell, Branch, Gibbs, Laporta, Joseph all made the list. Mm-hmm. J-Mo didn't. Where does he fit in the hierarchy of Lions quality young players? Because I don't think he should be ahead of Sam Laporta. Sam Laporta is more integral to what this football team does. Sam Laporta, some of it's the position he plays, better blocker, but also more reliable on third down, red zone, finishing drives. You want to go for it, short yardage? A little play action to Laporta. J-Mo, I wouldn't put him in this list.
It's tough because both guys unlock different parts of the offense. And when we saw J-Mo come on this year, the threat of going deep, the threat of the speed, anybody that matches up with him is going to be 3 yards deeper than they normally would be. And if I'm going to line up 5 yards off the line of scrimmage and give a little bit of a cushion, but enough to where I can react to where this receiver is going. Watch how every other corner or defensive back lines up against them. They got to give them a cushion. And I think when you look at that, in the context of what John Morton said, of a breakout season for J-Mo, I think there's a lot of different ways that they could use him, not just sending him deep, but some crossing routes, some things across the middle where early in the career, he had some drop issues.
Yes.
Those have, for the most part, gone away. And I think there are, not only can he have a breakout year, I think there are much more to this offense that can be unlocked. Everybody wants to know, well, what's going to happen with this offense without Ben Johnson? I think a fresh set of eyes looking at the talent that they have and not ignoring what Amon-Ra St. Brown or Laporta or Gibbs or anybody brings to the offense, but what J-Mo can do to help all of those other guys.
Yeah, like I like having a player of J-Mo's skill set because it keeps safeties honest and lets the Lions get back to what they do, which is pound the rock, play action pass. But part of the play action passing game is your tight end at Sam Laporta. I think that's just more of the bedrock who this football team is. Sam Laporta's had big playoff moments, big red zone touchdown catches. I think he's the more quality, dependable player. And I know his numbers went down from his first season to his second season. I have a feeling you want to talk about big years coming up. Sam Laporta is going to be a key cog in this offense.
There's no question. My question to you is if, let's just say this year, Amon-Ra St. Brown stays fairly consistent with right around 1,200 yards, somewhere between 1,200 and 1,300 yards.
Okay.
J-Mo's numbers go up from 1,000 to right around 1,200 yards.
Sure.
Okay. Another 200 yards. At that point,
where's it coming from?
Well, okay. It could just be an addition.
Okay.
You know, or where is it coming from? Yeah, I know that there could be, you know, less yardage by somebody else. But if that's the case in terms of long term, if you've got two receivers that are 1,200 yard receivers, how is he not a part of the future?
Well, he'll have the fifth year option and then the conversations will be about extensions.
Right.
But can you extend him at, I mean, can you have two receivers? I mean, they don't want to pay two edge rushers. They're going to pay two receivers because receivers are a pricey position, and Holmes has even said that outwardly when discussing the long-term plans of these contracts.
Well, the focus of this team, the focus of what Brad Holmes has done has always been putting together the best offense possible. And so characteristics say, yeah, he would be a part of it, but it becomes, what do you have to sacrifice? Because we've seen with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, like, they're doing that, but they're balking at Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, which is silly to me.
I mean, they can't even pay one edge there because they pay two receivers. So,
right.
See how it's all intertwined?
It is.
I'm very perplexed with J-Mo's future right now. My gut is he's blossoming late and that he's could turn into kind of a special player in this league, a dynamic playmaking type player. Like I was telling you in the break, and you like the comp. I think he's got the chance to realize the potential that Hollywood Brown didn't, meaning a deep threat, playmaking guy that can do versatile things on the field, but Hollywood had the drops.
But you know what that guy though is though, and it's important, but it's not like your foundation piece. Hollywood Brown's not one of the 5 to 6 critical young players on your football team. He's a cherry on top the sundae. Like that's what J-Mo is to this offense. He's the cherry on top, right? He takes the top off the defense. He lets you do the fun, exciting stuff. But you're talking your ice cream and your hot fudge. I mean, that is your offensive line. That is your run game. That's your tight end, your play action pass. That's who this football team is.
A candy on top of the dessert.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I think if J-Mo leaves, we'll sit back and watch some highlights down the road that we wish he was still here. But you can't have everything that you want. You can't.
No, it is. It's like a sundae in that way, right? Okay, the offensive line's the ice cream. It's the base.
Yeah, or the brownie.
Or sure. Well, the brownie.
Who's the brownie on the lines? 2-4-8.
I would argue, you know, Amon Ross St. Brown is pretty critical. So he's one of those prime toppings. Whatever whipped cream goes on most Sundays, fudge. I mean, the prime topping is St. Brown. Your secondary topping to me is Laporta. Your third topping of this offense is
sprinkles.
J-Mo, sprinkles.
Sprinkles. Yes. Is that the new nickname for him? Sprinkles. Hey, sprinkles.
The fireworks of the ice cream. Sprinkles.
Come on. Smarm alarm.
Yeah, we can get red, right, white,
sorry,
and blue.
Sorry. But anyway, just how you guys viewed this. The Lions well represented again, but J-Mo not on the list. Do you view him as part of this core and this nucleus? I mean, these are the questions that they're going to have moving forward. How much of this is what the Lions did in the draft, John? They didn't take a receiver in the first or the second, but they traded multiple thirds to get a player that Brad Holmes has publicly praised, said he was his favorite receiver in the draft. Does it give you any indication of J-Mo?
Well, it may be his favorite receiver in the draft, but I mean, if you go back to J-Mo's draft, was J-Mo his favorite receiver in that draft? And so now he's picking between two of his favorites, and he may have to cost more. Well, yes, at that time, one's going to cost more.
No,
but
I'm saying next year, if he has to make a call, one's on a rookie deal and one's going to be on a fifth year with a big extension.
But what's the cap for Tesla? Is it?
It's going to be minimal, right?
Wide receiver two? I mean, like, no, I'm talking about in when you're making that decision on whether or not you're going to keep J-Mo. Can he fill the role of J-Mo? And I would say no.
Well, how much does he show this year? I think we'll help answer that. Some ticket text, 248-539-9797 says, I can't wait for J-Mo to be a free agent with Kansas City and turn into a Hall of Famer because people in the city don't appreciate him enough. Let him go to KC and see what happens. First of all, KC already has their J-Mo. It's Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, their speed guy.
Yeah, they've got their speed guy. He's a good player.
Yeah, but just imagine him in Buffalo.
Sure.
You know, I mean, that seems like it would be a no-brainer for Buffalo because they didn't address the offense in this draft, and they took a lot of heat from it. The GM got in a little spat with the media about it. That could be a landing spot for him, and then look out if that happens.
Yeah, but I could go the other way. What if he ends up in an organization that's not stable? You know what I'm saying? Like a team that's got money to burn, doesn't have a culture, needs a player, they throw him a bag, he sees tougher coverage, he'll still be explosive. But this idea that, like, I think some of his success is because he is in this offense. I mean, it's
yes,
for as much as
but
you
it could
say,
also
he benefits,
be limited because he's in this offense.
Yeah, but I'm talking about an offense where the safeties are in conflict. Like in another offense where they don't run the ball as effectively, you are going to get more blanket coverage and too high, and J-Mo's going to have a harder time because you've conceded his route running is still a work in progress, right?
I don't think I conceded that.
Okay, it's gotten better.
It's gotten better, but his route running is just different. It's a different style than Amon-Ra St. Brown because speed kills.
Yeah.
And when you have to play off of a guy an extra 2 or 3 yards, then all of a sudden, that's why I think there is so much to unlock. And I don't think it's out of line for John Morton to say, yeah, J-Mo could have a breakout season because there are many more ways that you could use him other than just, hey, J-Mo, on 7 of these 8 plays, we want you to go deep as fast as you can. And we'll hit you on maybe one of them.
Boys, if Tesla is good, there's no discussion. J-Mo's gone. Smitty in a car says J-Mo is DeSean Jackson.
Oh, I think he's more than that.
I think you might be sleeping on what DeSean Jackson was at his peak.
Well, no, I saw DeSean Jackson.
I like that comp, actually.
DeSean Jackson had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different 1,000-yard seasons in the National Football League. But I don't think that's the slander that you took it as.
I'm not saying slander. I think J-Mo's better.
Okay, he had a 1,300-yard season his last year with the Eagles. DeSean Jackson did.
As a number one receiver.
82 catches, 1,300 yards, 9 touchdowns. He made the Pro Bowl.
He was a very roller coaster player, though.
Yeah, and so was J-Mo.
And it would be like a 3 catches for 113 and a touchdown because he'd bust one.
Right.
You know? So I like that comparison. High
yard per catch. I mean, like, for his career, averaged 17 yards per catch, DeSean Jackson.
Which is exactly what J-Mo averaged last, or almost 17.3.
Yeah. Now, some seasons peaked at over 20 yards a catch, which I wouldn't rule out J-Mo.
No.
Having a season like that.
That's why, I mean, so when you're talking about running routes, Amon-Ra St. Brown runs precision routes because he doesn't have the speed that J-Mo has. J-Mo doesn't have to run those precision routes, but he's still a really good route runner.
Reliability alone, I take Laporta over J-Mo. No distractions, makes the tough catches on third down. He's a winning player. And Texture says, I'm not giving 3 of the guys on that list a second contract after their rookie deals. No extension for Laporta, Gibbs, and he says Williams. Williams wasn't on the list.
But. Right. So I think we're going to be going down this road unless they address it with Jahmyr Gibbs early like they did with Amon-Ra, Penei, and all of these guys that are getting new contracts. The expiration date of a running back and part of Gibbs, who has not been hurt, is his explosiveness.
Yes.
And at some point, you talk about, like, if I lost a step as an offensive lineman, right, technique and experience and all of those different things could help me make up for it. If he loses a half a step, that's a huge hit to his effectiveness.
John, you could tell me if I'm wrong on this. It's the difference between a 4-yard run and a 40-yard run in some cases.
Oh, yeah. You when he bounces things out to the outside, when we talk about J-Mo and those reverses that don't lose yardage, like the reason it doesn't lose yardage is because he's just faster than everybody else on the field. It's the same thing with Jahmyr Gibbs. When he bounces those balls to the outside, he's just faster than everyone else on the field.
Look, it's a good problem to have. Lions have had 5 in the top 25 under 25 for back-to-back years. Some have extensions, some have not. J-Mo hasn't been on the list. It would beg the question, is he not one of these guys who's part of the long-term plan?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Okay, so every time now, I'm not quite sure where we are with Alex Anzalone and a contract and whether or not he's going to get another contract. Fred Warner, you know, understandably just signed a new deal that's going to pay him a $17 million base salary this coming season. We talked last week about Nick Bolton, who got a contract with only a $2 million base, but he got a $12.75 million bonus. So he's going to make $14.75 the first year. Derek Barnes has a salary with an $8 million base salary in year one, or I think it's $8 million in year one. I got to double check that, but it was a three-year, $24 million deal, right? And Anzalone's on the final year of a contract that's going to pay him $6 million. So weird deal here, right? Because it's a cap league. He signed a contract. If you sign a contract for a player that feels in the end like you're getting him cheap, the player was happy and signs the contract, and then as the team in the end you feel like you're getting him cheap, wasn't that a win-win? The player signed a contract they were happy with, and you in the end are getting Alex Anzalone at what feels like for the coming season a bargain basement price. Because he's worth more than $6 million.
He's definitely worth more than $6 million. But when the Lions got him in 2021, he was not, it's not like he was a starter with New Orleans. He played, but he wasn't, I don't think he started many games. He had his high in tackles was his second year. He had 60 tackles in 16 games. 2 years later, he played 16 games in New Orleans. He had 41 tackles. His first year with the Lions, he played 14 games and had 78 tackles. Then he had 125 tackles. Then he had 129 tackles. And last year he got hurt and had 63. So he's gotten way more playing time with the Detroit Lions. And he is, without question, he's one of the leaders on this team and specifically on defense. He's very good, and they got him an inexpensive contract. But when you're making $6 million a year, and guys around you are starting to sign contracts, and they're getting way more than that. He doesn't deserve Fred Warner money. But even on his own team, Derek Barnes got paid.
Yep.
You know, Derek Barnes got, he got a three-year contract in the offseason for $24 million. That seems like,
so
it's I mean, it's just flat out wrong when you compare that to Alex Anzalone. Now, Barnes is 5 years younger.
Yep.
But, I mean, Derek Barnes, his highest tackle total was 2023, had 81 tackles that season. I mean, that's nowhere near the production of Anzalone. Now, I think the Lions have done something interesting. When they drafted Jack Campbell, it's almost like that's the heir apparent to Alex Anzalone at some point. And they've got Malcolm Rodriguez, and he can play there as well. And we'll see where this all ends. But in the meantime, I feel it would behoove the Lions to give Alex Anzalone some more money.
So the Birchie Kid tweeted out last week, he wrote a story about it, and we talked about it last week. When Nick Bolton signed his contract, 3 years, $45 million, Bolton, the last 3 years, 346 tackles, Anzalone, 321. Bolton, 21 TFLs, Anzalone, 21 TFLs. Bolton, 12 passes defended, Anzalone, 17 passes defended. Bolton, 5 sacks, Anzalone, 5.5 sacks. They're virtually the same player. Bolton's 25, Anzalone's 30. But I don't want them to do anything with Alex Anzalone's contract until they've kind of done everything they can to bolster their roster. And then if they've got an extra, you know, you can do avoidable years. You could sign them to a contract where you can say, all right, you're going to get a boost to $8.5 million this year. And it'll be a two-year contract. The second year is voidable. But we'll do something that can pay him and reward him and keep him happy, because he should be happy here. He is a...
Yes. It's a big part of this team.
I mean, the dude came back with a broken arm in a cast to try and help them win that playoff game, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot to like about him, but there's also something to be said for a team that signed that. I mean, a player doesn't sign a contract usually they're not happy with, right? And if the last year of the contract means he's kind of relatively cheap, the team signed a good contract, didn't they? He's not overpaid. If anything, he's underpaid.
Oh, he's way underpaid.
And that, I mean, I'm a Lions fan, and I love Alex Anzalone's dedication and what he's meant to this team, but I'm more a fan of the team doing everything they can to win the Super Bowl than take care of Alex Anzalone. So don't take up any money that could go to, I mean, let's just throw out an edge rusher, which is what everybody's thinking, because you re-signed Alex Anzalone when you had him under contract.
Well, the hard thing is to try to calculate how much cap space the Lions actually have.
Right.
It's very difficult to get a real firm grasp on that.
Yep.
And you're right. You need to make sure that you've got money. And it seems like they've got money still to spend. And I think you would want to keep Anzalone happy for the rest of this year.
I think so, too.
I don't know if he's how much more in the future he's the Lions planning on having him. You know, Jack Campbell had a hell of a season last year with 131 tackles in his second year in the league, and you're expecting Jack Campbell to take more and more leadership role with this team, as he did when Anzalone got hurt. You know, he takes over with the green dot and all that. So do they have other guys? I mean, it seems like they've got other guys waiting to go here. You know, Barnes is going to play a lot. They've committed to Barnes.
Yep.
I don't know if, you know, how much they value Malcolm Rodriguez or when they're going to start looking at other linebackers.
He feels like
drafts.
A great, like the perfect depth guy. Rodriguez, perfect depth guy. He has made plays for them. He's made some big plays for them. Didn't he have an interception in the NFC title game?
He's had big plays for sure.
Kang, am I right? Did Rodrigo have an interception in the NFC title game?
Yeah, he did.
So this is a deep room with younger players than Alex Anzalone. He's clearly the lead dog. It might be just a sit tight, but you also, you don't want to overextend yourself where you're paying for somebody for what they were, not what they are or are going to be, right?
Correct. But he's only 30.
I know.
It's not like he's 35 and he's aging and he's doing this. And it's 30 years old for a guy who didn't start a ton for the first 5 years of his career. So it's almost like you're getting, this is like a 27-year-old linebacker with the mileage that's on him.
I don't know.
Come
far.
Come on, it sounds right. it's like having a running back that doesn't get 200 carries a year and all of a sudden.
I hear you. He still is 30. Like he's at some point here, you're talking about a bit of a slowdown. This feels like something you'd say to an employee, hey, look, if we have money, we'll take care of you because we value you so much, but not at the detriment of trying to add to this roster.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, good to have you guys with us. So we just got done with the Pro Football Focus Top 25 Under 25. Five Lions there, which is awesome. The question is, are you aggrieved because there's not a sixth? Jameson Williams didn't make the list. Now, let's just be very careful with one thing. If you don't make the list of being the top 25 under 25, it doesn't mean you're not a really good football player. But it does bring something to the forefront. Penei Sewell got his money. Kirby Joseph got his money. Now, I never argued with one of them. You pay Sewell whatever he wants.
Yep.
I would make Sewell the highest paid tackle in football in perpetuity. Anytime someone gets a raise,
so Nick Saban contract.
Yep, one penny more. Because Penei Sewell, I don't think I'll be wrong on this. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he is one of those. You drafted him, he's going to be a Lion for life unless he gets a catastrophic injury. He's yours.
Look at that. You already killed Norm from Cheers earlier. Now you just killed Penei Sewell. Unbelievable. You made a Norm from Cheers joke 2 hours ago. Yeah. The guy's dead now.
Well, that was you, Thanos. Snap.
How dare you, Rico?
He was doing the Thanos snap, not me.
I didn't do it to Norm from Cheers.
Hey, it's arbitrary.
The point is, you paid Kirby, and I'll always question that. I don't like paying guys who have one elite season. But what about the others? When you look at the five guys that are on this list and the one who's not, so you have Sewell, you have Kirby. Now, you've paid them both. Mm-hmm. That leaves Jameer, Laporta, Branch, and I'll add Jamo. Of the four guys you haven't signed yet, if you only get to keep one, who is it?
That's Branch. That's Branch.
No hesitation from Rico.
I would have took Branch over Kirby. Branch is more versatile. Branch just brings it. I mean, yeah, he could play corner. He could play, you know, the nickel corner. He could play regular corner. He could play safety.
Okay, but again, more money in your secondary?
No. I'm saying I would have paid him over Kirby.
No, that's not the question.
No, because the running back, Mike, as we know, it's a limited position unless you're Derrick Henry and somehow you just get stronger.
You're not paying Gibbs.
So, no, if I'm not going to do that, then it would be Laporta because I think Laporta is going to be an elite tight end.
You're not paying Jamo.
No.
So is it unfair then to now connect dots? The multiple third-round picks you traded to take Tesla and the fact Brad Holmes says he's his favorite receiver in the draft, is this it? I mean, is the writing on the wall for Jamo that, look, you could trigger the fifth-year option, but it's just a question. Have they already replaced Jamo and we're just not paying attention? And look, I think Jamo's going to have a really good year. But I'm not running to pay everyone all the time.
Interesting.
I just
No. Because I remember they kind of I hearken back.
Harken. when they extended Goff and we didn't understand why. It's because that was going to be their guy the whole time. We all thought, oh, you know what? The second his contract is up, he's off the books. You're going to move on.
Think about this.
And they quietly did that and no one paid attention.
Amon Ra will always lead this team in targets. True or false?
True.
Sam LaPorta will probably come in second in targets. True or false?
True.
Okay. The running back position will play a role in target share erosion. True or false?
True.
Okay. So at best, J-Mo could be third or fourth in targets. Well, am I going to pay him on a fifth-year option at $20 million or a deal that could pay him $30 a year? Or am I going to pay a rookie third-round pick who apparently is the hottest thing since socks on a rooster?
You need somebody fast who can make explosive plays. So, yeah, you're going to – if you have to cut budget somewhere, that's it. I just got to keep drafting somebody every 3 years who's fast, can do an end-around.
So then J-Mo's not a part of the core of this team?
No. I don't think so.
But when you look at it this way, and I'll throw the number up. Guys, you tell me is what do you do with J-Mo? When I read the top 25 list, I know most of you would say you're paying Gibbs. Most of you are going to say you're paying LaPorta. Most of you are going to say you're paying. In your world, you'd pay everyone. Well, that's not how this works. So here's what we'll do. Keep two, get rid of two. Branch, Gibbs, LaPorta, J-Mo. You can keep two. You got to let two go. Who is it?
It's Branch and LaPorta for me. I know you're going to invest a lot in the secondary, but until you go out and really do something with your pass rush, the secondary is going to get worked every game. So they're going to earn their money. LaPorta, I think, is that next tier of the next tight end. He's going to be the guy that replaces the Kittle and the Kelseys. It's going to be him. So you want to keep him on your team. You don't want to see him move on to another team. You drafted him. You found him. You cultivate him. You pay him. Running back, man, running back and receiver, you can find another one. David, you know how I feel about wide receivers. So I'm not a big fan of paying a wide receiver unless you are Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go a little different here because I was leaning in your direction, Rico, but I would keep Gibbs and Branch. What Gibbs does in this offense is elite. It's electric. And I would keep that in this offense.
What if I said we don't know if the offense stays the same?
Now, that's a I knew somebody was going to say that to me. That's fair. And we have time to make a decision on Gibbs, but that's fair to see what he does this season in the offense under John Morton. But Branch, oh, that's a no-brainer you keep him. He does everything. You're right, Rico. Slot. He could play the outside corner if they needed him to.
Dave,
safety in the box for the run.
I think in a pinch, you could put him as an outside linebacker.
I agree.
If somebody went down and you were desperate, he could play the position and it wouldn't be a drop-off. Like, he's that utility tool that you definitely need on your defense. Jameer, I like Jameer, but yeah, the running back shelf life is not long. And the Lions have shown me with that offensive line, you could put people back there and they will do well.
248-539-9797. J-Mo didn't make the list. Do you have a problem with that? And this is an open conversation. There's no right or wrong answers in these. But when you start to look at all the players you have under 25, you physically will not be able to keep them all. Did PFF kind of open your eyes to something that, look, we like J-Mo, but he ain't more important than these guys? And you just drafted what could be his replacement.
No, that makes a lot more sense with the Tesla. Like, oh, okay. If that's
Elite Raz.
If that's your now it makes sense because I'm like,
I know.
It seemed like a reach. Like, did you really love him that much to be the fifth, sixth option on a team? You still got Patrick. You still got so many different options. Like, I don't even see him cracking the lineup. Like, who do you sit down in order to play him? That's an interesting plot twist, Mike. That maybe they're looking ahead and they're playing a little bit of chess.
248-539-9797. David, ticket text coming in early. What's the initial response to that?
From Tom and Warren, Gibbs and Branch. From another text, he says, we don't pay running back, so I'm paying LaPorta and Branch. Another one, I'm paying J-Mo and Branch.
So how about this? Branch seems to be the consensus.
Yes.
So who's the other? Between Gibbs, LaPorta, J-Mo. And you better be real careful, because here's your other problem. They're all offense. And your quarterback needs a hell of a lot of help. That's not a shot, but he's got to be insulated. He is not Josh Allen.
Someone does answer, said, I might consider keeping Gibbs over LaPorta, but I'm curious what the AAV would be. Now he's doing GM.
What, for Gibbs?
Yeah, for Gibbs.
I think by the time you pay Jahmyr Gibbs, you're north of $20 million a year for a running back.
Really?
Cap's going up. Barkley and CMC are making 17. And inflation and other backs, you know, are going to sign.
I forgot about Barkley and CMC because I'm thinking like.
Well, Derrick Henry just got 15 per, and he's old as dirt. If I'm repping Gibbs, it's 4 at 80 with about 50 of it guaranteed, or I take my services to the market. I'm not paying it, but you know, everybody here will pay.
Yeah,
it.
No thank you on that. Dead honest, I'm not paying a running back, a wide receiver two, or a second safety near the top of their market. I'm not paying J-Mo, Branch, or Gibbs. I will pay LaPorta. So he's only picking one. Wow. Branch and J-Mo, you can get a LaPorta in the draft. J-Mo has a special set of skills that you can't coach. It's a no-brainer for me. I keep Gibbs and Branch. That is from Rick C. What happened to the salary cap isn't real, but I still would keep just J-Mo.
No, the salary cap isn't real, guys, but at a point, I mean, it's a rubber band.
You got to pick your poison. Okay, some people you're going to have to let go. Some people you could pay a ridiculous amount of money to.
Do you view Jameson Williams as a part of the core of this football team? Yes or no? And I don't care if it's ticket text only. I don't care if we get 100 phone calls. That's the question. Because when you look at this, think about all the guys that aren't top 25, under 25. Well, they're certainly a part of the core. I mean, Jared Goff already got his money. Amon-Ra got his money. Aleem McNeil got his money. Aiden Hutchinson ain't on the damn list, but he's a part of your core. Look, the core isn't endless. Is it dawning on you that maybe J-Mo is simply a toy? Because I view J-Mo and Gibbs as the same thing. I'm going to use all the toothpaste in the tube, and respectfully, I'm going to throw them right back in the water. I'm going to, whatever you do with a fish when you, you know, like catch people catch the little lake perch. Here, go. Yeah,
catch and release.
Just swim free, little friend.
Yeah.
I'm just not signing either guy.
I'm with you.
I pay LaPorta, because you can have a 12, 13-year Hall of Fame career at tight end. And I'm with Rico in this regard. Defensive playmakers, heat-seeking missiles, like defensive coordinators, you need dudes. You're going to have some filler on that defense, but you need five or six dudes. Mm-hmm. Brian Branch is a dude. Offensively, in my mind, they've already drafted J-Mo's replacement. And David?
We don't pay running backs.
Yeah, I mean, I knew Branch was going to be something from that first game against Kansas City. I was like, yeah, this guy, steal of the draft. And I still will say he was the steal of that draft.
248-539-9797. We'll get your calls coming up next.
Okay, at this hour, Aiden Hutchinson has stepped to the podium and is speaking with the media. So it is the Lions offseason program, and the players are in town, and so everybody's gathered around. Everybody gather around. And a couple of updates here. One, our Birchie kid tweeted out, I got cleared a while back, and now I'm just rolling with the boys. Feels like I'm back to being myself again. This is the most excited I've been for OTAs in my life. Longest hiatus I've had without playing ball. I am so pumped. Like that.
Okay.
Yep. He says he is fully cleared for all football activities. So, now, does that mean he hits the ground running? Is he 100% right away? Probably not. But they don't play a game here for almost 4 months. If he's fully cleared, you know, he could be ready to go the opener. There was some fear. And look, there's no guarantees, right, when somebody gets hurt. But it was by all accounts, this was a typical, clean, broken bone in the leg, which I'm no medical training whatsoever, but been around long enough to hear that they say the clean breaks are the best ones. The clean breaks are the ones that you can come back from. And so if it was a clean break, I didn't feel like there was reason to panic. Panic had set in with some fans. And look, we're kind of conditioned over, I'm not mad at anybody, for 50 years, the rule was if it could go wrong, it would go wrong for the Detroit Lions. It doesn't look like at this point this is trending in anything other than Aiden Hutchinson being back to the way he was.
Which is great.
Yep.
That sounds great. So he's got no restrictions. He's ready to go full bore now. Is that what he said?
Yep.
So it's May 22nd. I mean, you got June to July. You've got 2 months really before training camp starts for these guys. So that bodes very well for him. I like to hear that.
Tim Twentyman also tweeted out the following, again with Aiden Hutchinson at the podium at this hour. Hutchinson was on an MVP pace before he got hurt last year. He reminded today he's only 24 years old, and that was he's nowhere near what he expects his peak to be. He's highly motivated to come back even better in 2025. These are just words. But these are words I like.
Well, some of the words are fact. You know, when you're 24, going to be 25, your career is just getting started. Mm-hmm. And it's already been a very tantalizing beginning to his career. I'm very excited about what he can become as a player. Stay healthy, like everybody. Stay healthy, and great things are going to come your way.
So there's also this DJ Reader at the podium. This, according to Corey Woods, the Lions beat writer for MLive, DJ Reader said he's still in a group chat with some of his former Bengal teammates, like Trey Hendrickson.
Oh, here we go.
Said it's been a bit quieter while Hendrickson is going through his contract situation, but he's supportive of him getting paid what he feels he's worth.
Well, he also spoke about Ali McNeil. Mm-hmm. And said that his spirits are high. He said, quote, he's working hard from what I see. He's looking good. That also coming from Corey Woods. So I don't know what that means. I don't expect to see Ali McNeil until maybe the second half of the season. And I hope he just get healthy, recovers, you know, on your time. But he's obviously a plus player for this team and needs to be healthy for this team to be where they want to be, which is Super Bowl champions.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's an interesting point about Hutch that it's kind of easy to think about where he is in his career and forget that, like, if you look at J.J. Watt's career, okay? Here's J.J. Watt at 23, 24, 25. 20 and a half sacks. 10 and a half sacks. 20 and a half sacks. 17 and a half sacks. This is right in that little window where Aiden Hutchinson is right now. How many sacks did Aiden have last year before he got hurt? Was it like six or seven?
Something like that.
And it was game five he got hurt?
He had 7.5.
Okay. And was it game five? Do you have it in front of you?
It was game five. Played five games.
Okay. So was he on his way to a 20-plus sack season?
I mean, maybe. You don't know because
of course
grappling is crazy. But yes, I think it was safe to say double digit again. So he had 9.5 his rookie season. 11.5 his second season, and had 7.5 through five games last year. Yeah, he was tracking and trending in a great direction.
And he says he's nowhere close to where he thinks he's going to be in terms of his career arc. Physically, he's cleared to play and he's fine, but he thinks he can be even better than he was going to be last year.
Well, of course, he's played 3 years of football in the NFL. I mean, yeah. He's just getting started.
God, I can't wait. It's the first time it's hit me, like the end of the summer, and that just feels like great news.
It's because it's fall, because we have fall weather right now.
That's true.
That's probably what's happening.
We haven't even hit the summer yet. What if we're going to have summer?
Don't say that. Don't be mean. Don't ruin it for me.
Somebody put on Twitch, Doug wants to call up Mother Nature. I'd like to speak to your manager.
Doug is not allowed to talk to Mother Nature.
Probably not. 248-539-9797. Mike is on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Pro Football Focus, I think, just a couple days ago released their top 25 players under 25 in the NFL.
Yep.
And rightfully so, Penei Sewell's number one. But one name not mentioned on the list is Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, because he's going to be he'll be 25 when the season starts. Yeah, that's why he was left off the list.
Gotcha. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Oh, that was it?
Well, he was pointing out the irony of that, but he didn't know. So,
yes. Okay. So when we brought this up a couple of days ago, we were like, why isn't Hutch on the list? And we got to the reason we figured out, got to the bottom of it. It was because he was not eligible for the way they do the list.
Okay. 3 o'clock. So I have an Aiden Hutchinson update, and inadvertently Rico shared an opinion before, and I think it's worth doing this right now. So Aiden is fully cleared now for football activities, which is great. But Ian Rappaport kind of gives us a window into something more. And it goes right towards what Rico was saying. Let me read the quote to you. It does seem like while there's been some talks and discussions, it seems like the Lions' move to pay him was waiting until he got fully cleared. Now that he is, they can really kickstart the conversations, really have those discussions about making him one of the highest paid edge rushers in the NFL. First of all, and that's Ian Rappaport. I want to tell you, I would be, no hyperbole, I'd be shocked if you come to a deal with Aiden and he's not one of the highest. No. He's going to be the highest paid. I would be stunned if they signed him, Rico. And he was simply, well, he's in between Crosby and
No.
If I rep Aiden, I want Myles Garrett's deal. What you want to sign Aiden? It starts with a 4. So the question, though, and this is where it's really in your wheelhouse, about when you sign him. If you sign him now, you might save money. Now, let's take it easy. This is going to be the better part of a $170 to $200 million deal. If you wait, he proves it. He has a great year. All other DNs are going to get their contracts. You're going to end up costing yourself more. Mm-hmm. So I know you have a big opinion on it. This is all you. Because, like, for me, I think you just have to sign him. It's not a ligament thing. It's not a neck issue. He didn't have a Dante Culpepper knee injury. I got to trust the doctors and go, all right. But you disagree.
Yeah, I truly disagree. I mean, I need to see what Aiden Hutchinson's going to look like coming off of this injury. This wasn't like he pulled a hamstring. Like, he snapped his leg. I need to see that he is all the way back and not 80% back. Because if I'm going to make this man the highest paid edge rusher, I need to know I got a dog and that his body can hold up. I'm going to take the chance. If I'm the Lions, I'm going to gamble, and I may lose, but under no way, if I'm the Lions, would I sign him right now, because I don't know how he's going to bounce back from this injury. It was pretty bad. His leg turned into a limp noodle, and now, yeah, he's running. He's doing all of these drills. I got to be confident before I give him Myles Garrett money, before I give him that Max Crosby, put him up there with Nick Bosa. I need to know that not only can he handle this, he's going to be here for a while. It won't be a reoccurring thing. I need to see a little bit more. I would wait a year, and if he produces, he goes out there and gives me 18, 20 sacks. Aiden, I'll pay the tax. I should have paid you off last year. I'll pay the difference this year. I'll make you the highest. I can't make him the highest paid person right now. I just can't.
I mean, David, you're looking at me. I'm not going to convince him otherwise, nor am I going to try.
I also agree with him. I do agree with him. I would also wait. I get trust in the doctors and all of that, but I would wait. I just want to make sure. I just want to be 100% that you're going to come out here and still be at the level that I need you to be at.
You realize Brad Holmes isn't going to do that, right?
I know that. You're exactly right.
I just want to make sure we're all living on the same planet.
So you think he's going to get $41 million?
Yeah, why not? 5 at 200? Why not? I mean, I just don't see a scenario. He's the poster child of the franchise. I'd be stunned. I mean, look, you guys aren't wrong in what you're saying.
And you're not wrong in what you're saying, because I know exactly. You're right. They signed people way too early, David Montgomery. And it's like, well, you know, you could have waited. Yeah, I know, but.
Yeah. But I want to hear from the fans, I guess. What do you want to do with Aiden? Do you just run to the altar? Ian Rappaport says you can now really start talks because the Lions didn't want to do it until he was fully cleared. Okay. So what do you do? I don't think David Enrico should be vilified for saying, I want to wait. And if it's going to cost me more later, fine. I want to see it to believe it. I probably lean, and maybe I'm letting what I think is going to happen affect what I want to happen. But yeah, I just probably think you pay him before the season. Otherwise, why the hell did you leave $40 million in cap space just hanging in the breeze? $42.3 million in cap space for a team that allegedly is going for a Super Bowl. Well, hell, you better do something with it. What are you going to do, cash it in for some fun bucks? So I wanted to know. I mean, people, if I said to you right now, like, hey, next week the Lions made Aiden the highest paid defensive player in the history of the sport, are you good with that? Because that's the contract I think you're talking about. If somehow, some way they signed him to something substantially less, that's a standing ovation.
Now, right. Now, if they all of a sudden signed him, and let's just say he makes $34 million a year on average, okay, I would do that deal tomorrow, but I can't make you the highest paid guy. Coming off of that injury, I need to see a little bit more. It's like trying to lock up a pitcher after coming off of Tommy John surgery. I need to see how you're going to be, you know, post-surgery. I don't know. I if I'm the Lions, look, the cap's not real. Wait a year. It ain't like he's going anywhere. He's still under contract. And then if he's all that, go ahead and put him up in that $40 million a year range. I'm cool. But you got to show me you are back. 248-539-9797. Would you be shocked? Would you want to see the Lions go ahead and lock him up now? Or if you're like me, I need to see a little bit more. It's not anti-Aiden. I just need to see him fully recover. If I'm going to make pay you to be the best, I need to see the best. I need to see, wow. Because, I mean, I don't know. Outside the city of Detroit, are we really, when you talk about the top edge rushers, is his name one of the first names that comes out of people's mouth?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, yeah, I mean, I've heard, you know, you hear the Garretts and you hear the Crosbys, you hear the Boses. I need to see him go out there and show I'm just as good as them consistently.
I do think his name is talked about in NFL circles, but I also understand, Mike's side of this as well, because I do believe that he will get it, because there was a reason why Aiden said what he said. Well, Brad Holmes has been saying all season about there's not enough money out there, all this. And because he knew, I believe, feels like, sounds like, seems like he was going to sign his guy now, and he couldn't do both in the same offseason. So, yeah, I think it's going to happen, but I don't know about that.
And, yeah, and this is one of those cases I think both things will be true. I wouldn't do it, but they will. Mike's probably correct that they're working on a deal, and I wouldn't be shocked coming back from the holiday that the Lions locked him up. And you say, you know, 5-year, $200 million deal, an extension. It's just not me. I wouldn't do it.
248-539-9797. And again, do I, you know, please leave the Super Bowl stuff out there too. He was never playing in the Super Bowl.
Well, you never knew.
Yeah, that answer was ridiculous, but he likes the attention. So just call it what it is. But separate that. Would he play in a game today if there was a game? No, I don't believe that to be the case. I'm just banking on you're playing against market factors. I think you two are speaking from a very idealistic standpoint. I don't disagree. But knowing what we know about this organization, I wouldn't be surprised if they signed him while he was on the operating table.
And that's what I said, Mike. Both things can be true. I think you're probably going to be more right than I am, where they're going to go ahead and say, you know what? You're our guy. We believe in you, and we sign our own.
Yeah.
Here's $40 million. You're right up there with Myles Garrett. I would just wait a year. And that's it, folks. I'm not saying you wait to the end. I need to just see him come back. Show me that he's ready to hit the ground running and that he can still go out there and get me 18 to 20 sacks, because that's what you're paying them that much money.
Yeah.
That's the type of productivity I'm looking for.
248-539-9797. We will get with the people. We'll get some ticket texts as well.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.